The State of the Commonwealth delivered last night by Governor Maura Healey.
A year ago, you put your trust in us, and we've worked hard every day to try to live up to that responsibility.
That's a little bit from the opening. Joining me now live on the South Shore's Morning News, we have our political analyst, and that's John Creed. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Christine. And I would say the governor, her delivery was very good. Then you go into the substance, and she had, the way I look at it, she is calling for tax cuts. She's calling for a lot of new programs. She wants to help child care. She wants to have four-year-olds in the cities be schooled. Then you go into the immigration, and I think she's going to have some problems because she didn't mention how to pay for any of this.
You're absolutely right, and I was wondering a little bit about that. And there's also a little bit of buzz that some of the, you know, with the revenue down, that the state may be more of a fiscal bind than we're currently aware of.
And that's very true. The other day was the estimated tax day, and we haven't seen what revenues did come in. But I think the state presently is a minimum of $375 million in shortfall for this fiscal year. And also, the government money, which I call the Biden money, runs out in March. So where is the money going to come from? And I think her state of the budget called House One comes out next Wednesday.
What do you think the highlights of the speech were, if you had to pick two or three things?
She went to her liberal base, who applauded all that stuff, but she didn't mention revenue and how to pay for it. And, I mean, she even brought up the Sagamore and Bourne bridges, which has been talked about for years. But again, if the feds give you money, the state has to match it. And suburbia people might not, if they look at that speech closely, it's going to cost them a lot of money.
What would you, I know we like to grade sometimes politicians, what grade would you give her for the speech last night?
I would give her an A for delivery, a D plus for substance.
Okay. Anything else you want to add?
No, I just hope that people understand it sounds good. I mean, you know, people will say you can't be against anything, but how do you pay for it?
Well, we appreciate you joining us this morning. Again, that's
And I think politicians are saying, might say she wasn't specific about, especially on the revenue.
Okay. Thank you very much. Again, that's John Creed. He's our political analyst. A little bit about the State of the Commonwealth speech last night by Governor Maura Healey.